what you're doing.
Did you ever say that to a stranger?
Someone I'd never ever seen before.
Did you know from Adam?
No.
Or would you say anything at all to a stranger? Just, you know, passing on the street?
Probably not.
Or say if somebody has been visiting you, they're about to leave, and you would like for them to come back sometime. I said, well, now, why don't y'all come?
Come back.
Come back or come.
Come later or.
Or let's do this.
Again.
Talking about greetings, how would you greet someone on December 25th, you'd say?
Merry Christmas.
And around Ocala, this part of the country, on Christmas Day, do you ever say anything besides that? For example, when you see a person for the first time on Christmas morning, is there anything you're supposed to say before they say it to you? Kind of like a little game out of it?
Don't think so.
Do you ever heard people say Christmas gift?
I've heard of Christmas gift, but I read it about somebody and their slaves.
Mm.
Maybe it was about, reading about, I don't know who, but it was about slaves.
And around January the 1st, you would greet somebody by saying
Happy New Year.
You ever heard of the equivalent of that Christmas gift for New Year's?
No.
Say, if somebody has done you a favor, you might say, well, I'm much to you.
I'm much obliged.
Or if somebody has asked you to do something and you're not sure about whether you'll have time to do it, you might say something like, well, I don't have time.
I think.
And when a woman, say, has to go to town to get a few things, she says that she has to do some
shopping.
And when she makes a purchase, you say that the storekeeper took some paper and
wrapped.
And when she gets home, she
unwraps.
Or if a store is selling things for less than what they paid for them, you'd say they're selling. They're selling at a
loss.
Or if there's something that you admire that you'd like to have, you might say, well, it sure would be nice to have that, but it just too much.
It costs too much.
And you say that usually on the first of the month, the bill
is due.
And if you're in a club, you have to pay
dues.
Or if you wanted to buy something that costs a great deal of money, you might go see your banker to see if you could
get a loan
or
borrow.
And if you go down to the poo, you might go off the end of the board like so. You say that you
dove off.
And the present would be
dive.
And I've many times before.
I've dove.
What about if you do that, you dive in and you land flat like that, pop? What do you say you did?
You did a belly flop.
A belly flop. Have you ever heard that called anything?
A belly buster.
Or say, when you get into the water, you begin to
swim.
And the past would be yesterday.
I swam.
And I
swam.
Have you ever heard of if you went into a store and bought something, or maybe paid off your monthly bill, the storekeeper might give you something a little extra, or something, a little gift or something. You ever heard that called anything in particular?
I've never heard it called anything in particular.
Have you ever heard of a lanyard?
No.
Or say,